Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
It's Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard, and today we have a guest. American Idol winner, country music star Scotty McCreery. His latest number one song in the States is Cabin of Solo. Scotty, welcome to the show. Tell us about the song.
It's a fun song to sing, fun song to write. You know, it feels like the country music I grew up listening to, just telling the story and the steel guitars and, I mean, just everything. So,
how many number ones have you had now? Have you lost count?
No, I have not lost count. I think it's number six that's rung the bell. And so,
that's amazing. Congratulations. Did it feel like, because I feel like, and maybe I just hopped on it as soon as it came out because I was like, I love this. I feel like I've been listening to it for a while. Has it been a slow burn, or did you feel like it kind of did exactly what you wanted it to do in the time you wanted it to do it?
Yeah, you know, I think all of my songs kind of take a little while, you know, for some reason. That's I feel like folks got to get used to hearing it, or you know, especially with Cabin of Solo, because your first listen, you might not get it, and then you have to keep listening, and you're like, oh, I see what.
I will say it did take me a minute, because even with the title, I was like, Cabin of Solo, okay, wait, what does this mean? And then I was like, okay, I got you now.
It takes a little listening for this one, for sure.
You know, you said it reminds you of the country that you grew up listening. I mean, I think that's one of the things that people love about you so much, is like, as broad as country music is, and I think that's a great thing, you know, there's so many different sounds and styles and all that within country music, but your stuff has always seemed to have a kind of real traditional grounding to it.
I'm glad you hear that, because it's kind of what I'm going for. You know, I just feel like it's authentic to who I am, and what I listen to, and what I like to play, what I like to write. I feel like if I try to chase some of the maybe trendier sounds, or you know, what's working for other folks, it just would sound like playing dress up or something. Like, it just wouldn't be me. So I'm glad you see that, because it's me.
Yeah, no, I think the authenticity of what you do, like, it shines through in pretty much everything that you do. And kind of talking about kind of classic country and that stuff, I mean, you're not resting on your laurels, because already there's another single, Lonely, which is, I guess it's kind of a classic heartbreak song.
Yeah, it's got a kind of a heartbreak song. When we were writing, we were kind of thinking like a Irish drinking jig with clashing the Guinnesses together kind of song. So yeah, it's got that 6/8 time stamp, and it'll make you bob your head left and right as you're listening to it. So,
oh, that's what we want. Bobbing our head, tapping our toe, slapping our knee, that sort of thing. You say classic Irish drinking song. Did you make it over to Ireland the last time you were over?
I did. We played Dublin for CQC when we played with Darius. And then I got to go back over there for a golf trip, not even a work trip. I guess a year or two ago was that. So, and that was a blast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a keen golfer, aren't you?
I used to play a lot.
It seems like a lot of people that I talk to in country music really into golf. How did this come? I mean, is this just a happenstance, or is there somebody like leading the way going, all right, you're in country music now, you've got a number one, you need to pick up the golf clubs?
I don't know who that would be. I mean, Darius kind of does lead that charge.
Yeah,
a lot. You know, he's a very outspoken golf lover. I grew up around it, North Carolina, and Pinehurst is kind of golf capital of America is what they call it. So my grandparents lived there, so that's where I got started. But it has been more and more country artists playing. You are correct. I've noticed that too.
Absolutely. So were you playing golf in high school?
Yeah, I was playing golf in high school. I didn't play for the team because their season, baseball was kind of my other passion.
Oh, that's right. Baseball, yeah.
So the seasons didn't work out, but I was playing with my friends.
So the album that we're talking about, that these singles are coming from, Rise and Fall, looking through the album and kind of listening to some of the stuff early, it seems like there's some quite personal themes on this this album, fatherhood, love, faith, heartbreak, that sort of thing. But not exactly new themes either. I mean, these are things that you've dealt with before in your music, and something that people, no matter where they're from or what their kind of background is, or stuff that everybody can relate to this sort of stuff, right? That's kind of the joy of what you do.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what country music is real people telling real stories. I'm no different than everybody else, you know, so I'm not inventing any new emotions or going through anything that, you know, somebody else hasn't gone through before me. I just like to pick up a guitar and try to find a new way to write about it, you know? So that's always the goal in making this music. And it does, to me, it feels fresh. It feels like these songs, they just feels like there's something different about them than previous records. I'm really loving them and hope people hear that as well when they check it out.
Well, I mean, so far so good with what people have heard already. It's going to be fine. You know, it seems like every time we talk, you've popped up on American Idol again, you know, which I think is a great thing because, and I think we've talked about this before as well. Like sometimes people who come from that world, they like to never, sometimes don't even want to talk about the fact that they came from that world, which is ridiculous as far as I'm concerned, because, you know, hello, that's kind of how it all started, right? But I mean, you were back recently performing Cabin of Solo, right?
I did, yeah. You know, at the time it worked out really great. I mean, we were already out that way in California, and we just been in Nashville for the Grand Ole Opry induction, and Cabin of Solo went number one the day we were singing on Idol, so you always try to time things up, but it never really works out. So the fact that the timing everything was what it was pretty special. And to get back there and see a lot of the same producers are the same producers there today that were there when I was there. It's like a family reunion. We're hugging necks, reminiscing on old stories.
You mentioned there very casually your induction into the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, we've got to talk about this because what a huge moment this is to be. I mean, to play the Grand Ole Opry is one thing, right? Like that, whenever anybody makes their Grand Ole Opry debut, that is just such a bucket list moment for so many people. But getting to be actually inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, is there anything bigger in country music? I mean, we can talk about all the awards and all the accolades and number ones and all that sort of stuff, but being inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, it's got to be kind of tip top of the list.
For me, it is. You know, I think everybody's got different goals and different, you know, measures of success. For me, kind of, again, speaking to that traditional style of country music, I feel like I'm an old soul in a 30-year-old body, so I've got so much respect for the Opry and what it's done to make country music popular around the world. People forget, like, the Opry's kind of what it was it, you know?
Yeah.
All my heroes have played there. A lot of them are members there. So to be deemed worthy to join that family is pretty special for me.
And you got your own mailbox backstage now. I to be honest with you, even though I've known the Grand Ole Opry and been there many times in my life, up until I think it was a couple years ago, I was there, and our mutual friend Kelly Sutton, who's one of the hosts there, was showing me around backstage, and she was showing me the mailboxes, and I didn't even know that when you're inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, you get your own mailbox backstage for fan mail.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So it's one of two places in America that you can just write a name and the location. You can just say Sky Victoria Grand Ole Opry, and it'll go. The U.S. Postal Service will send it there. Without an address or anything else. The Opry and the White House are the two locations.
Did I read something about, because there's only so many mailboxes, so they got to swap somebody out. Like, do you know who had your mailbox before you?
My mailbox previously was held by Loretta Lynn. I love Loretta Lynn, so that's a cool piece of history.
Oh, that's a very cool piece of history. Yeah, I mean, just think about, you know, in that mailbox, how many kind of hopes and dreams and fans of Loretta and kind of, you know, well-wishing and just happiness that has been in that box waiting for Loretta Lynn to pick them up. And now there's going to be stuff in there waiting for you to pick it up. And it's great that actually in this kind of day and age, people still send letters.
I love it. I can't wait to see kind of what gets sent there. Pretty cool. I'll be opening the same box that Loretta did.
That's amazing. Congratulations on that. What a glorious, glorious thing. You know, I don't know about you, but everywhere I go now, and particularly maybe because I'm not in Nashville, you know, I'm in London where country music still, I mean, it's growing and growing. It's the fastest growing genre in the UK, but more and more people are cottoning onto it all the time. I mean, for the past probably month, people that I didn't, well, I knew they didn't like country music. They'd never even thought about country music. Or, you know, I'm walking my dog and people are stopping me and saying, hey, what about this Beyonce album? Is that what's happening in Nashville as well? Is everybody just talking about this?
Yeah, it's everywhere. And I think it's so great. You know, as much as I love country music, you know, it's getting more eyeballs on the genre, more ears listening to country music. And I was telling somebody the other day, it's like, man, if somebody goes and is listening to Beyonce's new record and it's kind of pilfer around the country music online stuff and they find out who Merle Haggard is,
yeah,
you know, Loretta or somebody bought through Beyonce, like, how cool is that, you know? So I think it's awesome.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it's exactly that. If anything that gets more people listening to country music and also finding like the country music that they like, because as we said earlier, there's just so many different types of it that it's hard to pin down like what is country music, because it's kind of like saying what is rock and roll. There's just so many different types to get your teeth into. So I'm all for it as well. I noticed you haven't done a viral TikTok dance to Texas Hold'em yet, though. I'm sure you're working on that.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's in the draft.
When are you coming back to... Do you want to come back to the UK, first of all?
Definitely want to. I mean, and it's, we've talked about it every year and kind of I've been crossing our fingers to get the call from CTC to get back there. But even if that doesn't happen, you know, I've done my own little small headliner thing over there before and we had a blast doing it, so...
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's lots of options. You know, your own headline thing, that C2C, country music is absolutely booming here. So it would be great to get you back. Because, I mean, when was the last time you were over? It's been a while now, isn't it?
Been a few years. I think, was it after the pandemic or right before the pandemic? Because Gabi had just found out she was pregnant. So she was sad that she couldn't, you know, go to the pubs with us.
Who are you listening to at the moment, Scotty? Anybody you're digging on that's kind of up and coming?
There's a new guy. Mentioned TikTok. I think it's so great too that we have all these new ways to hear new music and discover artists. Zach Top.
I seriously cannot stop listening to, I mean, all of his stuff, but particularly Bad Luck. I'm just listening to over and over again. He's just so great.
Yeah, he's amazing. My studio guitar player who's, you think I'm an old soul. I mean, he's straight out of the 50s. This guy's just loves traditional country music and full Ford trucks. That's all he cares about. He introduced me to Zach Top. And if it gets Justin's blessing, then it's some good country music.
I reckon good things are going to happen for Zach Top because, I mean, A, it's just so fantastic. But also, I mean, he's got fans in high places. He's got you. Lainey Wilson was just in the studio last week. She was talking about Zach Top. It seems like everybody is cottoning on to Zach Top. So what's the rest of the year look like for you, Scotty?
Busy. We're always busy. Once this month is done, though, it's kind of back to the normal Thursday, Friday, Saturday road gig that I'm used to.
And so you're out during the week, and then you fly home on the weekend and always have the weekends?
Yeah, so I typically, my weekend is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And
okay.
Then my work days are normal folks' weekend when they're partying. And we're we play their parties, we play their weekends, and then we come home and chill for a few days, so.
All right. Well, listen, hopefully we will see you back over in the UK before too long. But in the meantime, we've got all this great music and we will be all over it like a rash, Scotty.
I appreciate it, man.
All right. Well, listen, we will see you soon. I thank you for taking the time to have a little chat with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll see you soon. Take care.
All right. You too.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.